Hello, world. This is Everything EHC at Enchanted Hills Camp, Napa, California. Number two, podcast number two. We're very excited to be doing this, and we're already got another one on deck this afternoon. More to come after the weekend. But right now, we are focusing on number two. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and host. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. My name is Maceo, and I'm your host, and our special guest today is...
Matthew Anderson. Also, call me Matt.
There you go, Matt. There you go. Thanks for coming in and joining us. Matthew, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you got?
I'm 17, almost 18 in like 3 weeks. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Going to head to Seattle for a little bit. It's going to be fun.
Love that. Love it.
I've been a camper for about 5-6 years, and this will be my last family camp, and I'd love to come back here next summer, summer after that even maybe.
Right on, right on. And who did you, this is a family camp as we've been expressing, who did you come with?
I came with my mom. Every year I've always come with my mom, and we have a great time here.
Cool. Yeah, so you always do. We always enjoy having you here. Well, thanks for joining me, Matt. What happened, what this podcast is going to talk, what we're going to do here, what we're going to talk about is music. What we have up here at Enchanted Hills Camp is special, including something that we like to call OJ Radio. We have an all-camp radio station. We are now actually sitting in the radio room. It's about 10:52 on Saturday, and we're doing this podcast from the radio room in the Kiva. And yesterday, I was DJing in here, playing some music for the whole camp, and Matt came in and sat down, and we were chilling out, playing some music. I asked him, you got a request? He said, I don't know, not yet. We chilled out for a little while, and then, you know, probably about a half an hour later, he said, hey, what'd you say?
I said, how about Roundabout?
Roundabout by?
Yes.
And why do you like Roundabout by Yes?
It's such a good song. I heard it and I was like, this is great. So when I looked up and I found the full thing, I listened to it and I was like, wait a minute. This is 8 minutes long. This is great. Yeah. And I love songs where there's like a story there, or any song where you can just listen to it and make a story in your head.
Right, right. And that is the beauty of music, especially musicians who can tell a story. I have trouble with that as a musician myself. I have a hard time telling a story, so I always appreciate a great musical concept story. So that got us talking about one of my favorite bands when I was in high school, Rush, and how they made whole sides of records concepts, and I'd ask Matt if he'd ever heard 2112 or Hemispheres or any of those. You said,
I said no.
No, no. So that was the beginning of this idea, folks. Here we are, 2112 discussion. I think it came out, let's see. What year did 2112 come out? I can't remember. 70 something. So Matt, yeah, I asked Matt to go listen to 2112, the first side, by himself, to embrace it and join me, someone who's super familiar with that record, who used to drive my mother crazy blasting Rush music. And now we're going to have a quick discussion about 2112. What, right off the bat, what was your first impression of the whole sequence?
It's just a good story, I guess. It was, the music in it was great. Every little bit was great. The music, and then just your mind runs wild with it, and like visually in your head, and it's like, this is awesome.
Right, right. The overall, let's talk about the musicianship for a second. The musicianship is the three guys, Neil, Alex, and Geddy. Geddy plays the bass, Alex plays guitar, and Neil plays the drums. And they have always been a power trio. Does their music, the music itself, tell the same story that the words do, I guess is my question. Can you understand the interpretation of what they're telling in between the words with their music?
Yeah, I kind of can. And they, with the music, they set up things very well. Like the part where he finds the guitar.
Yeah, super cool. Right, right. And the overture gives you an idea of what the music is, what they're leading up to.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the aggressive temples of Syrinx.
Yeah. It shows that they're kind of the bad guys.
Yeah. And we have Geddy singing, well, I've heard it described as Donald Duck on helium. I appreciate his singing. He's a great singer, but it is an acquired taste, his voice, for sure. What did you get out of it? Like, overall, like, let's talk about the words now. What did you get out of 2112?
I got out of it, I guess, that that a world without music would kind of suck.
Yeah,
it
pretty
really
much.
Suck. Because music is like everything we really do. We listen to it when we do almost everything. And like they say in it, music is like life.
I totally agree with everything that you said, and you quoted it perfectly. Perfectly. What, do you have a favorite part that stood out for you?
I really like when he introduces the guitar to them.
Right.
And also the overture.
The overture is cool. I always really liked the kind of cataclysmic ending. How it all kind of just spirals out of control at the end. I always kind of like that Armageddon feeling, if you will, for lack of a better word. a meltdown because of music, if you will, is kind of my interpretation of it. So anyway, that's some very insightful stuff. What exactly... What would you listen to Rush again?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would. I would really like it.
Did you feel like it was dated?
No.
No?
No, not
you
at
didn't
all.
You weren't listening to it as a 17-year-old young man going, man, this sounds like my grandpa's music.
No. In fact, I like classical music. So okay. I heard this and I was like, this belongs in everywhere.
Yeah, it does. It's so timeless. Good. It's absolutely timeless. Okay, perfect. So there it is, 2112, a review for all you youngsters out there that have never heard of Rush, or anybody for that matter who doesn't know about the 2112 side should check it out. You might be surprised. There's also the Hemispheres side, which is really cool. I think a Caress of Steel has a side that is a story. Farewell to Kings. So you have a lot of music to embrace now after we've had this discussion about Rush, and that's one of the things I'm trying to push this summer is there's so much music out there, it's so infinite, we shouldn't be listening to the same songs all the time. We should take turns, listen to the songs you love and then listen to something that you've never heard before, or embrace something that somebody told you to listen to. And I appreciate your open-mindedness, Matt. That's really cool that you did that for us on podcast number 2. Thank you for joining us. You've been great, Matt. Anything you want to say to the world?
Thank you for having me. Go listen to Rush. It's great.
Good, good. And maybe before the day's over, you listen to another Hemispheres, or pick one that you want to listen to. We'll talk about it again before the weekend's up on another little chat as a final hurrah. Okay. Who knows what's going to happen here? I got some more podcasts lined up for this afternoon. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Matthew, for joining us. Thank you, Rush, for making great music. You're listening to Everything EHC because EHC is...
the place to be.
Thank you, Matthew. Everybody have a great day. And don't forget to listen for free, Everything EHC, at maceo.net, maceo.net. Thank you, world, for listening. And have a great, great day. Roger, Roger, over and out.